It's time to catch up on everything that's happening in Tumby. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith.
You sound very colourful.
We are getting very colourful, ready for Colour Tumby in March. We're not too far away now, and we're getting pretty excited over here at Tumby, that's for sure.
So I hear that Fizzy Pop's going to be back in town.
Yeah, that's right. So we've just put our program online at colourtumby.com, and you'll see up there that they're one of the first events to kick it off on Friday, the 11th of March. So a lot of your listeners, especially from Lincoln and surrounds, would be familiar with Fizzy Pop. They come back to Port Lincoln every year, and we had them up to open our festival last year, and they were a great hit. So they're going to be doing a show at 8 o'clock on Friday night, first festival day, and we're really excited to be offering a Fizzy Pop Express along with the Port Lincoln Hotel this year, so that if you're in Port Lincoln and you want to come to that show, you can come along to the Port Lincoln Hotel, have a Fizzy Pop cocktail, and then jump on the bus up to the show and be brought back again, which is pretty cool. So when you get your tickets via Adelaide Fringe, or you can jump on our website, colourtumby.com, and check out the details for the show, one of the ticket options is the bus along with your ticket. So we've made it very easy for you.
That sounds like quite the night, the Fizzy Pop Express. Get on that bus. Frankie J. Holden's around as well.
Yeah, that's our other main Adelaide Fringe show on Sunday, March 13, which is our big market day, and the car show, the cruisy car show down at the foreshore. That day is going to be topped off with Frankie J. Holden and Wilbur Wilde from Old 55, bringing you the best of old rock and roll favourites at the Tumby Hall. And that will be a rocking show, I'm sure. And I bet all the people who are going to the car show have already got their tickets, so you want to jump in as quick as you can if you want to go to that one.
And, of course, those are the two big concerts. But as you say, there's plenty of other things to keep people interested and occupied and to have fun at Colour Tumby.
Yeah, we've just been blown away by the way that the Tumby Bay community have really embraced this collaborative festival last year and this year even more so. There's a group that have organised a Colour Tumby 5K fun run, which has been sponsored by Electronet. So some keen runners in Tumby have organised that for a Saturday morning. Regos are now live on our website, colourtumby.com. There is Stobie Pole art being painted by local schools, and that'll be displayed throughout the weekend. And that's being sponsored by SA Power Networks, and we're really appreciative of that. And a whole heap of art workshops organised by local artists that you can join in and learn a new skill. All the details on the website again. And we've got fireworks, Keith.
So we're going to be having fireworks. I'm assuming that you're going to keep that for fairly late in the evening.
Yep, Saturday night, about 9 o'clock, over the Tumby Bay foreshore. And the big important message with that one, Keith, is that if you're coming along, please don't get into a big congregation, because we don't want to do anything wrong COVID-wise. You'll be able to see it from all sorts of places in Tumby. You know, watch it from home, watch it from a spot at the beach or whatever, but just be sensible about it and just enjoy.
Well, thank you very much, Amy, for giving us a very colourful update on Colour Tumby. We can certainly tell how excited you are, and we'll catch up with you just before Colour Tumby does get underway.
No worries, thank you. And yeah, check it out, colourtumby.com.